Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Aleph says the halakha regarding kavod tamidei chachamim. The halakha says that it's forbidden to take off one's tefillin in front of his rabbi. What's the reason for this? So Rashi explains over there is that when you take off your tefillin, specifically tefillin shel rosh, so you have to take off your hat. Therefore, it's not respectful to be with a head that's uncovered in front of the Rav. From this Gemara, Shulchan Aruch learns in Siman Chafhe another halakha, that one would be forbidden to take off his tefillin in front of the Sefer Torah for the same reason. When they take the Sefer Torah and they put it on the Teva, so it wouldn't be respectful to take off the tefillin and have a revealed head in front of the Torah itself. The question that the poskim asks is, what about tefillin shel yad? According to the majority of the opinions, there would be no problem, because you're not uncovering anything, you're just rolling up your sleeve and taking off the tefillin. However, it should be noted that the opinion of Aruch HaShulchan, he held that that itself is disrespectful, to reveal one's arm in front of the Sefer Torah. One should not do by taking off the tefillin shel yad, unless you take it off without moving up the sleeve. But as I said, the majority of the poskim, including Maran, did not mention tefillin shel yad in front of Sefer Torah. They're specifically referring to tefillin shel rosh. The poskim have a question. It's brought down in the Sefer Shemit HaKehati, as well as the Bivot Ephraim. They both have a question. Is it permissible in front of your Rav to put on the tefillin? The opposite. Now, even though when you put on the tefillin, you also have to have your head uncovered maybe. But there they come along and say it's mutar. Why? Because by taking off the tefillin, you're taking away all malchut shamayim from yourself. So therefore that's a form of pirikat ol in front of the Rav. But putting on the tefillin, on the contrary, you're showing that you're accepting upon yourself all malchut shamayim. In front of the Rab, that would not be disrespect, and that's the way the poskim hold. However, all this that we're saying today has no application for two reasons. The reason is what's brought down by the Hidah, the Benu Haim Yosef David Azulai and Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef says that all this was talking about, that you cannot take off your tefillin in front of the Rab or the Sefer Torah, in a case where you're going to have to uncover your head, where your head is going to be revealed. In those days, they wore garments that the only way to take off the tefillin shel rosh was to take off a hood that they wore, and then to take it off. But today, that we wear kippah, so you can just hold on to the kippah, take off the tefillin shel rosh, and you have no problem. Therefore the Hidah says there's no problem today, bichlal. As long as a person is careful when he takes the tefillin shel rosh, to keep the kippah on, and you take the rosh off around it, therefore would be permissible. The second reason why it should be permissible is based on what the Ben Yosef Chaim in Baghdad wrote in Od Yosef Chaim. He said that all this is talking about the sefarim that they had that are not in a teak, that are not in a case. However, the Sefer Torah of the Sefer Adim, for example, that's in a case. So therefore, as long as the case is closed, so even though you're in front of the Sefer Torah, but it's not revealed, it's closed, so therefore it would be permissible. According to the Ben Ishai, even if your head was uncovered. So therefore, today we have two reasons. Sefer Torah, Sefer Adim, and we have the fact that we keep our kippot on. But what does this show us again? It shows us the severity of Kavod Sefer Torah, that if they don't want us to be for one moment with our head uncovered in front of the Sefer, so what does that tell us about talking during the Sefer Torah? What does that tell us about other types of respect? Which means, how long does it take to take off the tefillin shel rosh? You take off the kippah for 1 second, and you put it right back on. And the halakha said that would be considered an affront to the kavod of the Sefer Torah. So one has to learn from this, even though this law might not apply, but bazeh v'lamed al davar acher, on the kavod of Sefer Torah in other instances.